I've fielded this question a couple of times since I've been here. The question is, are you a social media attorney? I'm not even sure I know what that is, but I'm not. I'm a tax-exempt organizations attorney. I'm sure there are social media attorneys, you know, folks that specialize in privacy and Facebook and Twitter, and all those folks probably have a bevy of them, poor things, somewhere. You know, when it comes to nonprofits, I think the social media aspects of things are just different than in that context. And many of us who are dealing with social media, both in-house and external counsel and communication folks, are going to be approaching things at a pretty practical level. And that is where we are going to try to keep this presentation today. And just sort of as a quick overview, what we're going to do is first talk a little bit about what is social media and what are the most popular channels, then segue into a pretty high-level discussion of key risks that attach to those for nonprofit organizations, steps you might take in mitigating and managing those risks, and then communication strategies that go along with both that mitigation and also what happens when things go poorly or go south.
Sorry. Well, good morning, everyone. It's really nice to see all of you. Thank you for having me. I made this slide with these icons because I figured we'd all recognize every single one of those icons and probably then some, right? So these are the most popular social media platforms that folks are using nowadays. And then there are many more if you include messaging applications that people use like social media, right? So you have your group chats where people are sharing photos and updates about where they are and what they're up to.